New McAllen to Edinburg connector opening soon. Texas border business. FAR, Texas, work is being finalized on the new McAllen to Edinburg direct connector, District of Columbia 2. At the FAR interchange, and drivers should anticipate a new traffic pattern with its opening planned in mid-July. An exact date for the transition will be announced next week. To access the new connector, which merges eastbound I-2 traffic onto northbound I-69C, drivers will take the Sugar Road exit in FAR, stay left, and then merge onto a temporary access ramp, located between Sugar Road and Cage Boulevard. The temporary access ramp is exclusively for northbound traffic and will not provide access to eastbound I-2. Watch the video below to see how it will all work. Soon after the opening of DC-2, the Harlingen to Edinburg direct connector, District of Columbia 1, which merges westbound I-2 traffic onto northbound I-69C, will close for demolition and reconstruction. The closure will remain for about 6 months. In the meantime, drivers on westbound I-2 in San Juan will take the Cage Boulevard, Business 281, exit and use a dedicated right-turn lane at Cage Boulevard to head north on the I-69C frontage road. An expressway entrance ramp north of Shish 495, or Ferguson Avenue, will provide access to northbound I-69C. Additional detour routes will be provided while demolition of District of Columbia 1 is occurring, during evening and overnight hours. Contractor Dragados Pulis Joint Venture encourages the public to sign up for traffic alerts on the I-2, I-69C interchange project on its website, dpjvtx.com. A project hotline, 956-803-3560, is also in place to answer questions and provide additional information. Substantial completion of the I-2, I-69C interchange project is expected by the end of 2023. Once completed, the four interchange connectors will each accommodate 2 lanes of traffic, and Interstate 2 will widen to 8 lanes, between 2nd Street in McAllen and Stewart Road in San Juan.